You are listening to Alyssa in Atlanta, part of the Stand Up, Lie Down collection. Written by Chastity Veldt. Narrated by Ken B. Erotic. Published by Four Horsemen Publication Incorporated. Copyright Chastity Veldt, 2021. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Fucking traffic, growled Jake. God save me from Atlanta traffic. Why is there so much traffic in the middle of the afternoon? Jake Nielsen was sitting in his pickup at the parking lot known as the I-75-I-85 merger, just north of Midtown Atlanta. It was 2:30 on a Wednesday, and Jake was in town for a four-day show.
What was that?
A woman's voice said over his stereo speaker. Sorry, said Jake. We're completely stopped right where 75 and 85 come together, on the north side of town.
I've been there a few times. That's pretty terrible down there, said the voice.
Jake was talking with Molly Moser, a bookstore owner from Milwaukee. He had spent a few days with Molly while he was doing stand-up in her hometown.
Hey, did you ever finish those Rex Stout books?
Oh, sure, said Jake. I even bought a few on my Kindle, and I've been going through about one every 2 days.
Kindle, Jake? Jesus, you sure know how to hurt a girl.
Sorry, I haven't been able to find a good bookstore, at least not one with all the great services yours offered.
Best servicing you ever had, corrected Molly.
Jake could hear her smile. I still get turned on thinking about it, he said.
Maybe you can tell me all about it. What was your favorite part?
Jake realized this was the time where she was expecting him to talk dirty, and he felt his face grow hot. He hated talking dirty when he actually wasn't having sex. It made him very self-conscious, like everyone else on the I-75 would know he was doing it. He loved talking dirty while having actual sex because it made everything hotter. But if he was expected to perform on the phone, he froze up.
Ding-a-ling.
He heard the one in Molly's store clang. Ugh, Saved by the Bell.
I've got to go, she said.
New customer, or did Prudy Judy just come in?
Uh-huh, said Molly. Talk to you later. Bye.
She hung up quickly. Fuck, said Jake, casting his gaze over the miles of slow-crawling cars.
Hey, Siri, how far is it to the Popcorn Comedy Club?
The Popcorn Comedy Club is 4 miles away. Take exit 249D in 2 miles. Jake spotted exit 250 just ahead and knew if he could make it onto the surface streets, it'd be faster than if he stayed on the highway. Besides, he wanted to stop for lunch before he checked in, and he knew he could get there from here. He zipped off onto the shoulder and started heading up the exit, whipping past a semi-truck that had tried to pull over to keep him from doing just that. Jake never understood why semi-drivers thought they were the enforcers of the road rules, so he raised his arm out the window, middle finger fully extended, and drove up the ramp. The semi-truck driver yanked his horn in frustration that someone was getting away with something.
Die mad about it, asshole, mumbled Jake, as he continued on the ramp.
Hey, Siri, take me to the Varsity. Turn left on 14th Street, northwest, then turn right on Spring Street, northwest, said the GPS. The Varsity is a beloved Atlanta institution, serving some of the best hot dogs in the entire Southeast, and Jake made it a point to stop by any time he passed through town. And he got the same thing every time. Two slaw dogs, a chili dog, and a Coke. He had worked out extra hard for the last few days just for this, and figured he would have to double his run tonight because he was in the mood for fries.
Turn right on North Avenue, northeast, and your destination will be on the right, said the GPS.
What do you have? What do you have? What do you have?
The cashiers called as he opened the door, and the smell of the best hot dogs in the Southeast beckoned to him.
Oh, yeah, thought Jake. Tonight's the night to be bad.
An hour later, Jake climbed back into his truck and recalibrated his GPS to get him to the Popcorn Comedy Club, where he was performing as the middle act for a three-day weekend. He needed to check in with the owner and get the keys to the club apartment. Many comedy clubs had a small apartment where they'd put up traveling comics since they normally didn't pay enough for the comic to stay in a hotel. Apartments actually helped clubs save money and protected their cash flow. He parked behind the club near a large shopping plaza and wandered in. A blonde woman behind the bar was facing away and stocking the refrigerator.
Hi, I'm Jake Nielsen. I'm the middle this weekend.
Hey, said the blonde woman, turning around. Did you say Nellison?
No, Nielsen.
Oh, I'm Alyssa DuPont. I'm the bar manager.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?